This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, John Brennan, who is a communist, registered communist, voted communist twice, says he's a communist. He also joined Al-Qaeda. He's a Wahhabist. You can't make this up. Total globalist agent. He says Trump's the enemy, and he says we're all bad. Ex-CIA chief, spy on the president illegally, pushes palace coup against President Trump to stop declassifications. I mean, these are monsters. They're so close to going to prison. The fact that they're Chinese communist agents, I mean, they sell out everything. Their whole job is to get rid of America, destroy America, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Now they're claiming Trump's the enemy, and he's got some book out. So here he is with the disgusting rats, Cuomo, that killed all those, his brother killed all those old people in New York. Here he is with that mafia, Don's little brother, Fredo, talking about our president being bad. Here it is.
It's clear that Mark Esper was removed as Secretary of Defense because he rebuffed Donald Trump's efforts to politicize the U.S. military. And I think it's quite apparent from the reporting that Mark Esper has stood up to Donald Trump repeatedly. Who knows what else he has refused to do? And the Secretary of Defense position is, I think, the most consequential position in the U.S. government aside from the President of the United States, because it is the Secretary of Defense who carries out the orders given by a president for military operations. And if Mark Esper has been pushed aside because he is not, listening to Donald Trump, carrying out these orders, who knows what his successor, this acting secretary, Chris Miller, is going to do if Donald Trump does give some type of order that really is counter to, I think, what our national security interests need to be.
One more rebuttal to his shoulder shrug. 70 days. You know, he'll be gone in 70 days anyway once the Electoral College meets and we have the inauguration.
70 days, you can do a lot of damage in 70 days. He still is the President of the United States. And is he going to carry out these vendettas against other individuals, as you pointed out, Chris Wray or Gina Haspel or others? It is clear that Donald Trump is trying to exercise the power because he can, and he is going to settle scores. But I'm very concerned what he might do in his remaining 70 days in office. Is he going to take some type of military action? Is he going to release some type of information that could, in fact, threaten our national security interests? So I think people need to be looking very carefully at what he's doing. And unfortunately, Republicans in Congress continue to give Donald Trump a pass.
All right. So this is the key question. What can be done short of him messing with the Electoral College and trying to have Republican or friendlies pick their own electors and, you know, go grand scale with faithless electors? What can be done to stop anything he wants to do in the next 70 days?
Well, if Vice President Pence and the cabinet had an ounce of fortitude and spine and patriotism, I think they would seriously consider invoking the 25th Amendment and pushing Donald Trump out, because he is just very unpredictable now. He's like a cornered cat, tiger, and he is going to lash out. And the fact that, again, that he has the powers of the presidency in his hands is quite worrisome. Now, we know that the Attorney General Barr has done Donald Trump's bidding in the past. Will he continue to do that vis-a-vis this election? I don't know. But I do.
This is the best news yet. Back it up 20 seconds. I want to play that when we come back. A cornered tiger. Now they admit he's this powerful creature that represents the American soul, and they are so scared because they are rats. Notice when Cuomo put out a tweet about it, they said, oh, Trump is like, let's give me the article that comes with that, thanks. They said he's like a cornered rat. No, you're the cornered rats with the cat. And so this is a big, big deal. All right, I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit on this front and where we really are as a society and a country ahead of Owen Schroyer popping in. And then we're also going to have Oath Keepers, founder and a great patriot, constitutional lawyer, Stuart Rhodes, joining us as well. Please remember, the only way Band.Video gets out, everybody else is censored now, only way InfoWars gets out is you word of mouth it, you private message it, you email it. They're censoring everything else now, folks. But keep fighting. This is such a critical time. We're very close to beating them. We forced them out in the open. No one even knew about globalism 10 years ago. The New World Order. So as negative as things are, we've actually come a long way. Do we expect them just to back down and not give us our country back and our world back? No. This is good versus evil. This is a big, big deal. Stay with us. The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Greg Reese is totally and absolutely knocked out of the park. We're going to play a special report. And we're going to Owen Schroyer on the road right now. Here is that report.
Hindsight is 2020, and the enemy is very cunning. But now that they have launched their coup against President Donald J. Trump, we can see their battle plans. He got 4 years in the White House, and they weren't going to give him a second term. Plans for 2020 began immediately following the 2016 election. 9 days before Trump's inauguration, Fauci says there is no doubt that President Trump will be confronted with a surprise infectious disease. 2 days after the president's inauguration, Bill Gates spoke at Davos and warned of a coming deadly pandemic. An illegal surveillance operation was already launched before the election, and the president was then subjected to 4 years of nonstop, baseless attacks and defamation, keeping Trump on the constant defense and the American people distracted while the deep state establishment prepared for the 2020 election. The COVID hoax was in the works years before the election of Donald Trump, but they started fast-tracking it. In 2017, Dr. Fauci began the controversial program of manipulating a virus to become more infectious to humans. This is known as gain-of-function research. In 2018, several CIA agents are elected into public office, claiming their new mission is to foil Trump. In 2019, Fauci committed $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab in China for gain-of-function work on bat coronaviruses. In 2019, Dominion voting machines, funded by the Clinton Foundation, expanded their 1,600 jurisdictions into the state of Georgia. In October of 2019, the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins sponsored Event 201, a tabletop exercise that simulated millions dying from a strain of coronavirus. 2 months later, China reports an outbreak of pneumonia in Wuhan. March 13, 2020, the U.S. shuts down for COVID. Thousands of people lose their jobs overnight. We are told that masks don't work, and yet we are told that we must wear them. On March 16th, the Brennan Center for Justice releases How to Protect the 2020 Vote from the Coronavirus and suggest mail-in ballots, among other changes to the election. The media tries to blame Trump. Fear is injected into the brainwashed masses over an alleged virus less deadly than the common cold. On May 25th, Soros-funded violent protests erupt throughout the country. For the rest of the summer, cities burn, businesses are looted, and people are murdered in the streets. The entire platform of the Democrat Party becomes, if you want the chaos to end, vote for Joe Biden. In September of 2020...
All right, this video is titled, The Four-Year Plan to Overthrow an Elected President. It's an amazing video. I think it only has like 300,000 views. It needs 30 million views if we want to save the country. But I had to go to that break because they were giving me such intel as I was about to go to Owen Schroyer. So, let's move Stuart Rhodes at 33 after. Because I want to talk to Owen about this right now, then we'll talk about the caravan. Because this actually got my heart pitter-pattering. Pitter-pattering. I just played Brennan scared, going, I'm worried what he can do in the next 70 days. We need to remove Trump right now. He's putting in a Secretary of Defense that's an enemy of America. And then Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, we're talking 20 minutes ago, and our crew caught this, it was only on a subfeed, at the State Department said, quote, there will be a smooth transition to the second Trump administration. Now, here's the deal. If Joe Biden won fair and square, I would still oppose him because he's a Chinese communist agent. But it's worse than that. They're stealing it publicly, which means they'll keep doing it. Believe me, I don't want to be launching caravans to the East Coast. I don't want to be going into Mordor myself about to go on an airplane tomorrow. But I'm going to be there because it's my children and my very American DNA demands it. And if they steal this and they start trying to come get people under this COVID lockdown, then my genetics demand something else. And I want to stop this now. But to have the Attorney General launch a criminal investigation, confirming it's all going on, to have it all pouring out, to have Pompeo saying this, and to see Brennan, for the first time, he's an arrogant SOB. He looked scared on Cuomo today. Almost like, hey, it's ours. And Brennan's like, we're in danger. We've got to remove Trump now. Very scared, aren't you? He said he's like a cornered tiger. And I'm telling you, man. This is a psyop, but they failed in all the other psyops, and we just got to get the word out now. Everybody's got to hit the streets. I had this idea this morning. I woke up at 5 a.m. For everyone to put like a red square on their business or on their car, and you'll get attacked, so what? We're on your, just saying, you know, I'm a Republican, I'm an American, not Republican's a perfect, it's a symbol. Red blood, you know, I'm pro-human. And do that, and because we'll show we got all the votes, which we know. But, I mean, it's time. That's why they want to intimidate us and scare us to be quiet, because they know that we're the majority. And they know 50-something percent of black men voted for Trump, 30-something percent of black women. The word is it's way higher than the 30-something percent they said. They're losing control of the people they had control of, and us and everybody. It's beautiful. I mean, I got to tell you, every black person I know supports Trump. Every white person I know supports him. I got a bunch of family. We're Democrats. They support Trump. Wow, I'm going to play this clip next segment, but this is just bombshell. Owen Schroyer, where are you right now? Rolling along, pretty epic footage in that armored vehicle. I guess you're in the RV behind it that we had to get just because Antifa attacks our vehicles. People laughed at it. Now it's been proven correct. Did you just hear this epic information I just laid out?
Yeah, Alex, I was actually excited to come on here and potentially break that with you because I know, you know, the crew is busy in there, but of course they caught it as the crew always does. So, you know, Alex, it's exactly what we knew was going to happen. It's exactly what we suspected. You know, when the announcement is going to be made, they've already taken Pennsylvania from Biden. When is the announcement going to be made that Trump won it? How long is this legal process going to take? How long is this process of getting the legal votes counted and the illegal votes removed going to take? If this is something that gets fast-tracked and we have something by Saturday, can you imagine the energy that's going to be in D.C.? It's going to be a total upheaval of the establishment and America, we the people, roaring louder than ever before. So what's the left going to do? Just as loud as we're roaring, you saw Brennan. He's afraid. I think Obama's been afraid for a long time. He know he got caught. So what are they going to gaslight their minions into doing as we embark now on this battle to get the country to understand, no, Joe Biden did not win. He never won. Trump won in a landslide, and you're going to have to face that fact. But how diabolical, how demonic of the Democrat Party to face fake the election results with the mainstream news and then have the celebration of Joe Biden with the fireworks and everything.
And then have Hunter come out with the baby and all this and to make fun of, we know they're all a bunch of pedos. How reckless is it? How reckless is it?
Well, they know they're going to get what they want, Alex. They wanted to get their base that hit of dopamine, and it's going to be like a meth head or a crack addict who's been on a bender for just weeks and weeks and weeks because they think Biden won. So they're sitting here on this high, oh, we beat Trump, oh, we beat America, oh, we had our victory, and it's going to be totally removed. It's going to be like a drug addict, after a week-long bender having to get sober, and it's not going to be pretty.
That's right. Brennan's scared. They put a Patriot in as the new Secretary of Defense. They put a real Patriot in. They're crapping bricks right now.
So you've had Donald Trump, the president of the United States, declare he's won. You've now had, essentially, for all intents and purposes, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of Defense, claim he's won. And you have about 70 million Americans, I think millions of which could be in D.C. this weekend, claiming Trump won. So, this whole
stay
fake
there,
news
stay there.
Thing
we're
going
to play
the
Pompeo and go back to you, Owen. But I'm going to tell listeners now. Listen. If you're in Florida, you get your ass up to Tallahassee at 8 tonight and join our caravan. If you're in Atlanta, be there tomorrow. Be there and go to D.C. I don't care what you're doing. There's no future if you don't. We need thousands of vehicles. Do it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
That clip of that CIA Communist Party. Admittedly, he voted communist twice. Wahhabist. He joined Al-Qaeda. That's the Wahhabist. Brennan, so scared, going, leading to be concerned, Cuomo. Trump's like a cornered tiger, and he just got a new Secretary of Defense. And then Pompeo comes out and says, we're going to have a second Trump administration. We've got the election fraud because we know we've got him dead to rights. These crazy people. Here's the problem, because they didn't get in trouble for Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Spygate, all the rest of it, Impeachmentgate. They did it again, this time even bigger and crazier. Big tech got away with all the spying and censorship, so they went further. And so it looks like Trump's going to fight it, so we're going to fight it. This is, boy, do we call the 79 days of hell. The 79 days of hell for everybody, but pray to Jesus, folks. This is such an incredible time. Here is what the Secretary of State, Pompeo, had to say, showing he's not cutting and running. And you know what? It's like they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. Well, Pompeo's not silly and ignorant. He's a very shrewd person. And the fact that he's sticking with Trump shows you we are not out of the game yet. Here's a clip.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right. We're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
So you believe there's widespread voter fraud, that the reports that we're getting from Pennsylvania, from Michigan, showing vote totals in massive leads or significant leads, with 99% reporting,
are
going to be overturned, and that the United States failed to conduct a fraudulent free election?
Rich, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time, right? It took us 37-plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right.
By the way, I don't agree with socialism, but the Mexican president they have in now was anti-Trump. After he met with him for 3 hours, he came out of the meeting and he said, I like Trump. Because Trump said, listen, I want to empower poor people. If you say you're a socialist, that doesn't work. We're going to do it. He had an election stolen from him, and then one later, he's come out and endorsed Trump, basically, and said, you can't do this. It looks like fraud. That's what this is, folks. It happened. They've been caught. The socialist Mexican president is supporting Trump. So they can stonewall all day long. They can play games all day long. We know we got a populist president who's trying to cut a better deal for us. And if they think they're going to take this from us, they got a big problem. I want Schroyer to take over.
Of America, and I think that most of the audience members that are hearing this transmission right now could probably point to a specific time or story or incident that woke them up, or red pill moment, as some people call it. I think this is one of the biggest we've seen since the election of Trump.
Oh, it's bigger than all of them combined. This is the big red pill.
The blatant, right in front of your eyes, election theft. And, you know, here's the thing. I've got family and friends, Alex, that, you know, they're conservative. They have conservative values, but they're not really politically charged. You know, they go about their life. They're not really thinking about politics. Oh, who wins, loses the election. Okay, fine, whatever. Well, those people who are in neutral have just been shifted into high gear. And everyone's panicked. Hey, what? Whoa, we don't have fair elections? Hey, what is this in Michigan with a vertical, I'm calling it political Viagra for Joe Biden in Michigan, where it just goes straight up. It's just magic. Same thing's happened in Wisconsin. And people say, wait a second, this isn't right. They see them counting in Pennsylvania. And
well, we lost Owen. That's okay. Right when I decided to bite into a delicious, cheesy hamburger. By the way, I've never been into a hamburger. It tastes so good, but all this news has just been breaking. Owen Schroyer is back. Owen, keep going.
This failed.
Alex, I kind of want that hamburger now. I'm thinking about juicy hamburgers. All right, Alex, let me take over. You enjoy that. So I'm thinking that this, the stealing of this election from Trump, because everybody saw the rallies, folks. I mean, for even the graphs that show how it was rigged, even them voting for a whole week in Pennsylvania until Biden was ahead. I mean, people saw the rallies. They saw Trump supporters. They've never seen people so politically activated. They've never seen people so politically charged. They've never seen people with so much enthusiasm for a president. So even just general observers are seeing that this was completely stolen from Trump and they're not buying it. And the mainstream news, including Fox News, has already sullied their reputation to such a point where everything they report is having less and less of an impact every day. And so they report Joe Biden won. They have a little fake ceremony. Nobody's buying it. And they're going to look really foolish when President Trump has announced the winner, which could be as soon as Saturday. I think it may take a longer process than that with the legal battle that's ahead. But Trump will be announced the winner of the 2020 election. And these people are going to have to admit that they fell for fake news again. But because of all this energy, because of all this outreach to InfoWars, and because of so many people fired up to stop the steal, we had the massive event in Austin, Texas on Saturday. Thousands of people showed up, and then we carried that momentum onto the Stop the Steal caravan, which we just departed from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We were at the State Capitol building of Louisiana, and we're now heading to the State Capitol building of Tallahassee. We've got a caravan going, we've got a convoy, and we are taking this caravan to D.C. And so tonight, Tallahassee, Florida, State Capitol building of Florida. We're expecting to be landing at the State Capitol around 8:30 p.m. local time. That's Eastern Standard Time. Tallahassee, Florida, State Capitol building, the Stop the Steal caravan, the InfoWars battle truck. It's all happening, and we're going to have tons of people out there. I think we're going to pick up
a lot of cars on this caravan. This isn't Minecraft. This isn't Fortnite. This isn't World of Warcraft. This is the real world. If you're in the panhandle, you're in northern Florida, you better come to this and just do what you need to do and drive with us up to D.C. Spend the next 3 days with us. I'll see you up in D.C. because this is the fight for the republic. The globalists think you're weak. They think you're going to roll over. Get in your damn truck right now and show up tonight.
It's going to be great, Alex. I can feel America rising. It's quite a feeling. And to know that we've been able to do this, we at InfoWars and you, the audience, all of us together, we are the InfoWar. The fact that we've been able to do this despite the bans, despite the censorship, despite the lies, the attacks, the lawsuits, and all of it, and we're still going to have this victory, Alex, it's going to be that much sweeter.
That's right. All right, brother. And tell folks how they find it at Parler.
So you can go to StopTheSteelCaravan.com, StopTheSteelCaravan.com, and then that will lead you to the Parler account at StopTheSteelCaravan, where we're putting up hourly, really even more than that, updates, where we're at, where we're stopping, times, locations, just everything. So right now we are heading east on Highway 12 right now, Alex. We've got a caravan going. We're going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Beautiful. We love you,
probably about it.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without your diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
You didn't think there wouldn't be a fight for this country, did you? All right, we got Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keepers. I appreciate him holding. We got 15 minutes behind because of breaking news and technical issues earlier. Breaking, North Carolina calls it for Trump. Tillis, philandering Democrat challenger Cal Cunningham, defeated. A lot of big stuff happening there. We just had Pompeo come out and say it'll be a smooth transition to the second Trump administration because of election fraud. You've got the former head of the CIA, admitted communist, admitted Wahhabist, Brennan, looking totally scared on TV, saying, oh, no, Trump's a cornered tiger. He just replaced the Secretary of Defense. We're in trouble. I'll go back to Owen Schroyer, who's riding along the highway there, about to get into Florida, Tallahassee United, 8:30, to really rally with folks to go up to the Capitol this Saturday. Trump's counting on you patriots out there. Not just wave your flags in Florida. We know Florida's great. We're counting on Florida. That's why we took that route to drive up there with us the next few days. But Stuart Rhodes, you were coming on about the rallies and the caravan and the events Saturday that's important, but how big is it to have Brennan firing the bat signal saying, we're in deep trouble, he put a new SecDef in, oh my God, Pompeo says, hey, Trump will be the next president, they're fraudulent, they've been gaslighting us. This is an insane time to be alive, Stuart Rhodes, because obviously they're trying to get everybody right now to turn over to the globalists. They're putting incredible pressure on people. You know, Pompeo's had pressure put on him. He's a survivor. And so to have Pompeo still siding with Trump and being very confident is a big sign. What do you have to say? Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, former lawyer, you name it.
Well, I think he's on the verge of doing what I've been calling on President Trump to do for at least 6 months, which is declassify all the dirty secrets and throw them out in the street. That's why it's awesome to see Don Jr. saying that just the other day. He posted on Twitter, declassify everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have agreed. You've been beating the drum for months. Weaponize this even before the election. Declassify it. Destroy Brennan as a foreign agent. Destroy Hunter. Destroy Biden now. And Trump knows it's his only move. And that's why they're now calling for a coup to remove Trump, because he's finally moving towards victory. Continue.
And that's how you know he's over the target. He has to do it. I think he needs to do that right now. He has full authority as commander-in-chief and the president. No one can stop him. Brennan realizes that. That's why they're panicking.
And in the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it. He needs to do it, doesn't he?
He does. And, like, you know, that's why I think it's great. I think he's heard the message. That's why Don Jr. posted on Twitter, declassify everything. We can't let the bad actors get away with it. And so
I got to say, Stuart, I don't overhype things. I watch the body language of Brennan. He is shitting bricks right now.
Good. And what he needs to do is he needs to have SOCOM. He's got a good SOCOM man now in charge of a Secretary of Defense, but he needs to put SOCOM in charge of all the facilities where all the data is. And he cannot even trust the DNI. He cannot trust the normal military intelligence services. He must go to the SOCOM. He must put his warriors front and center and have them secure the data, and they have the SOCOM intelligence officers process it and follow his orders, because otherwise they will drag their feet on declassification.
And I agree, and he needs to do it now. He needs to resolute desk, announce it, declare total war, and the enemy will turn and run in fear.
Exactly. And the next thing he needs to do after that is he needs to do a WikiLeaks Snowden-style and Julian Assange-style data dump.
Because here's the deal. If it was an American deep state overthrowing Trump, I'd still fight it. It's a Chi-Com, New World Order, Great Reset, Global Depression, attack our families, castrate our sons program. We must oppose this, Stuart.
Well, President Trump has a very narrow window to stand up and do the right thing by defeating the deep state, by draining the swamp as he promised to do. Because if he does not do that, if he fails to do this, and he allows himself to be removed illegitimately, or he's talked into it, we're now hearing that Kushner is in his ear.
Oh, they're always going to come after him. None of their deals are going to fit. So how does Trump nuke the deep state?
He does the mass declassification. Of course, he doesn't declassify anything to put Americans, patriotic Americans at risk overseas. But
that's the problem. There's so many crimes, but it's a targeted release. Does it start with Hillary, start with Obama, start with all of it just to destroy them?
Well, no, I would say both left and right. You've got deep state controlled judges. I would consider Roberts one of them. You've got deep state controlled puppets all through the media, through academia, through politics, through the law.
So justice be done, may the heavens fall.
Exactly right. You know, like I said, don't put lives at risk overseas, guys that are in theater. But here at home domestically, no shelter for them.
But let's be clear. Obama already 6 years ago gave the personnel office of management hack to the Chi-Coms. So this has already been done to our enemies, a full data dump. How about give the world the truth?
Right. You do the data dump and you put it out there for the American people to see, and then we'll all know exactly who the pedophiles are, who the
bombs are. So isn't the threat of this his real kill switch? Why do you think Pompeo looks so confident but almost psychotic, and then Brennan looks like he's dying?
Well, I mean, here's the problem. Using this as a negotiation tool to make them back off and not continue to steal the election is not enough. He needs to defeat them.
He needs to fire the frickin' Death Star.
Exactly right. Go ahead and just do it. And when he does that, all their house of cards will fall. They will all fall. We will all see who they are. And
it's like dropping atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That's right. And then he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act and use the military. And, in the past, I've been opposed to using the military domestically for this purpose. He needs to use the military, like I said.
We were worried about globalists using the military against us, which is going to happen. This is globalists overthrowing our government. We better have the military stop the globalists.
Well, have them at least do this. Have them go and secure the data and secure the facilities and suppress the deep state who are inside.
No, you're right. They're so scared this former special operations commander has been hired for just this mission. I think they're listening to you, Stuart. I think this is happening.
Well, I think it's not just myself been saying this, but I think it definitely didn't hurt. But I'm glad to see it happening, and we're there to support it. So what we're doing is we have men already stationed outside D.C. as a nuclear option. In case they attempt to remove the president illegally, we will step in and stop it. And we're going to be there to also help secure the coming rally this Saturday and your caravan coming in. So I've got good men on the ground already. We've been did a lead recon there last week, and we're sorting out what we're going to be staging, and we'll be there. We'll be inside D.C. We'll also be on the outside of D.C. armed, prepared to go in if the president calls.
Stuart, can you not feel history happening right now? I mean, it's happening right now.
It is, and we all need to realize that we're Americans. We're born in this country at this time for this purpose. We need to let go of the fear, you know?
I don't have fear. I have a concern about what is the right thing to do. My God, there's just like, there's so many options here.
Well, I know. I'm preaching the choir on that, right? So you and I are like that. But there's so many Americans out there that they've been timid in the past and afraid. You know, you got to let go of your fears. Look, you know, just as Americans from across the country stormed up to Bundy Ranch to stand up for a rancher's family, you need to go to Washington, D.C. with the same conviction.
I was about to say, this is a commie Chi-Com takeover with an admitted Chinese agent. You better get your ass to D.C., folks, this Saturday.
Yeah, if you don't, there'll be no more republic. But we're not going to let that happen. It's not even an if. It's either President Trump is encouraged and bolstered and strengthened to do what he must do, or we wind up in a bloody fight. We all know that. The fight's coming. But he has a chance to fix this very quickly. By defanging the snake.
I agree. Let me ask you this. We'll do a final segment here, then Paul Watson takes over. Why would Biden announce the economy will be more shut down? Why are they just want to break them? I mean, they give us no quarter. They give us no quarter.
Well, they're arrogant, and so that's okay. Use that to wake up your fellow Americans. Here, look, the secrets that the deep state holds on people, all the pedophile stings, all the sex prostitution stings, all of this is how they control everybody. That is the swamp water the swamp creatures swim in, is the dirty secrets.
Oh, it's like when they planted child porn on my office. We never opened it. They said, oh, it's time to meet with us and roll over. I said, war. I attacked them. They burned to hell. Exactly. Right. It's all made up crap. Stuart Rhodes, more comments from you. Ann Owen Schroyer on the road, headed to Tallahassee. I'm going to tell folks in Florida, everybody listening in the country, call your family in Florida. Get in your truck, get in your van, get in your vehicle. Meet us at 8:30 at the damn Capitol. And we're riding out to D.C. to save the Republic. If you don't, piss on you. We'll be back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming. Florida's coming. Georgia. Virginia. We're coming through. Tallahassee tonight. Owen Schroer, you heard myself and Stuart Rhodes are still with us talking about how serious this is. This is real. This is a multinational global takeover of the country. They plan to put in an endless lockdown and bankrupt us under the Great Reset to put us all on welfare. This has all been announced. Mainstream news today. People are freaking out. They're announcing the UN to oversee our elections. They're announcing world government. They're announcing not just racism training for all white people, but all boys will be taken at age 5 and offered to have their balls chopped off. The liberals will get them to sign a piece of paper saying they'll do it, or they're racist. And then the states claim to have a relationship with your son until they chop the balls off at age 8. I mean, imagine if you told people like 30 years ago, there'll be a cult of leftists that take your 5-year-old to sign an agreement to have his balls chopped off because he's sad he's a male. I mean, this is a damn cult. We must resist it, Owen.
Yeah, well, we are resisting it, Alex. And I wanted to ask Stuart Rhodes a question now, because as we've talked about, the Stop the Steal Caravan's final destination is D.C. on Friday. We're going to be cruising through Biloxi, Mississippi in about an hour, landing in Tallahassee tonight, approximately 8:30 p.m. Eastern. But, Alex, I wanted to ask Stuart a question. Stuart, we're going into total conquered territory in D.C. No guns allowed, and now they have a COVID restriction protocol that you can't even be in D.C. without taking a test, and you must go into quarantine immediately upon entering D.C. So as we enter this globalist...
We've all talked global cops. It's all non-enforceable. It's all a smokescreen. It's all theater. But go ahead, Stuart. I don't think we can cross two Skype feeds. So kill Owen's feed while Stuart talks. Go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, we were in D.C. just the other night. I was there in person on the ground just outside of the White House, and there were no checkpoints. There was no requirement for any testing or anything like that. So I would say just ignore any such nonsense that's being told and just show up. Hey, the radical left's all over D.C. in mobs, you know, attacking people and knifing people, so you can be there too.
Yeah, just tell them you're an illegal alien, and you'll be fine. Owen, finish your question.
Is it that amazing, though, how they are trying to conquer D.C. and shut us down from going to D.C.? I mean, that's what this is all about. They want to try to keep us out and have us, like, go into quarantine. I mean, give me a break. So, I mean, this is an epic battle that we're encroaching
this weekend in D.C. 5 years ago, we had people protesting at Davos. They put a press release out saying people shouldn't have the money to be able to come to Switzerland, go up a mountaintop and protest us. And so they want to be able to have a COVID lockdown wherever they're at. That's what this is. It's all about big tech and their excuse. No one would buy it if they said it was for political reasons. It's for viral reasons. It's a total hoax.
Yeah, and it's a paper
tiger. Try stopping a million Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. It'd be like trying to put checkpoints outside of Bundy Ranch. That wouldn't have worked either. So don't even try it. If we have to, we'll swim the Potomac. So just go there. Don't be afraid. Show up. That's what they fear most is you showing up. That's where they're trying to suppress that by putting out this nonsense that you can't go there without being tested.
Because they know as patriots we follow directives. That's illegal. That mayor's a communist fraud. We're going to D.C. now. More people need to come.
That's right. This is what they fear the most is people standing up. And there's an awesome video, I don't know if you've seen it, by a Serbian patriot about what they did in Serbia to stop when Milosevic stole their elections. That's what they did. They marched on their capital. Really, it's a patriot version of the color revolution the left's trying to do.
Tell me the name of the video. We'll play it. What's the name of the video?
You know what? Hold on. I just posted it on oathkeepers.org. You go on our front page of our website, you'll see it.
Oathkeepers.org. Guys, grab that, please. And we'll go to oathkeepers.org. I want to give the title out for radio listeners. Oathkeepers.org. Please continue on.
Yeah, you go to our call to action, march on D.C., yeah. Stop the steal, defend the president, and defeat the deep state. That's the name of that's the name of the article. But hey, he lays it out. You got to let go of your fear. You got to understand that everything that they're doing to attack you and keep you out of D.C. is exactly why you got to go there. And above all, you got to send the message of President Trump that the people are with him and will be with him no matter what. So we have to bolster his courage. He's got Kushner in his ear. He's got turncoat lawyers who work for the RNC who have betrayed him from day one. We're protecting one of the Patriot whistleblower lawyers from Detroit, Kelly Sorrell, and it's just very clear that all the other lawyers that were there, with very few exceptions, didn't do their jobs on purpose.
Oh, yeah, right here we're learning in Detroit. We're learning in Arizona, Pennsylvania, that the Republicans didn't show up for the certification of the machines, didn't check any of the ballots, didn't have people there. The few volunteers that showed up were kicked out. I mean, we have the organized fraud caught red damn-handed.
And inside Trump's own White House, as Roger Stone laid out in his blistering open statement about what's going on around Trump, is he has not successfully purged out the deep state all around him, and they're still right there in his ear right now. His own son-in-law is whispering in his ear that he must concede, and he can run again in 2024. We got to send the message directly to him that no, now is the time to stand. Now is the time to defeat them. And he has the tools in his hands right now. Don't wait for any future, potential future. Do it now.
And they are so scared of this. They're stealing it. They think you're a joke. They want to put a dictatorship in, a COVID dictatorship. This could totally blow up in their face. But everyone listening has to get on a plane. Everyone listening, if you're in Canada, this is going to affect you when America falls to this. If you're in Mexico, everyone needs to get on a damn plane and be there Saturday morning at that park, outside the White House. We need hundreds of thousands of people. We need to be there so the president sees what's happening. The good news is, though, the president gets that he's not giving in to all the threats, but now they're calling for 25th Amendment, Stuart. They're really getting scared.
Yeah, and that's how you know they're desperate. That's okay. That's how you know that this is the final fight and we're right over the target. So you know, don't give in. Don't lose your focus. Focus on the White House and focus on the president's responsibility and duty and his power to declassify and kill the deep state. He can do it right now.
Stuart, I would love for you to meet up in Virginia with my caravan when it gets there and go in with them on Friday. And I'm going to be up there, too, so hopefully we can meet up. And I'd like to really link up with you and your guys. We love you, oathkeepers.org. We really respect you and your great work. You've been a true visionary in this, and we really are very thankful for you and your great supporters and your members.
Likewise, brother. God bless you guys. I'll see you there.
Hey, one quick thing. Isn't it crazy after all these years? I've known you, Stuart, 15, 16 years. I forget how long. We warned about all this. It was on the drawing boards by the enemy, but they're really trying it, Stuart. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it was like being Cassandra out of the ancient Greek mythology where you can see the future, but no one listens. But now they're listening because it's happening in front of our faces.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's insane because, I mean, people say, how did we do it? Stuart, how did we do it? They have a battle plan. They admit it. Isn't that their downfall, that their battle plan is so public, their arrogance?
Well, yeah, and how they control people over the years. It really is a house of cards. It's a paper tiger. You know, they control people through fear and secrets, and that's the best way to destroy it is to throw the secrets out in sunlight. Throw all the skeletons out in the street for all to see.
Yeah, Trump has no future. They're going to destroy him or kill him if he doesn't release it and go nuclear with the information. All right, Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. We love you. Thank you.
God bless, brother.
Oh, we're going to do 5 more minutes with you before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I got to refuel and fund things right now. Listeners, the War Room is coming up today with all this bombshell info. Owen will be back on. I'll be back on. Harrison Smith is hosting it. This is so epic. I want to thank all our local radio stations. Thank them, support them, financially support them, and support us. We will not be on air without your support. Plus, we have incredible products you need. We have the America in Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. Stop the Lockdown 2. Support InfoWars and the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguises lockdown too. Triple Patriot points. That means 50% off your next order, not normal 5%. Well, 60% off currently is the highest sale we've got. We're just selling everything out. A few months ago, I had a bad feeling, and I said, I think Biden's going to steal it. I need to sell out most of our product. And we sold out a lot of it. Some more came in, but you can see it. You need to get the storable food. It's ready to ship within days. All our products are in the warehouse. Storable food takes about 2 days to ship. Our stuff ships with 1 day of the order. InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force with the PQQ, the CoQ10, everything else. Your telomeres, your DNA, your mitochondria, that's so good for your cells. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the essential stuff, the amino acids for adults and children. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, sold out for months. 95% curcuminoid, absolute game changer for your body. InfoWarsStore.com. All SRL products. Look up SRL Labs on InfoWars. That's a very special proprietary. I got a doctor that has his own line of amazing nutraceuticals to let us run a line of his stuff that was basically cloned, but never plugged it, so never became hot. They're amazing products. SRL products, 60% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, 50% off. Nascent Iodine, 50% off. It's all there. Just get your orders in now. Krill doesn't even have 50% markup, so I've got to do 33% off on it, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, take action now. Sold out for a year, couldn't get the proprietary product. Alpha Power is the dry version of Supermel Vitality. It is back in stock, and it's got the LJ100. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Zinc, niacin, honey, horny goatweed, organic, maca root, tribulus, and so much more. It's amazing, back in stock, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We were born for this, all of us. InfoWars was forged in fire for this. And now we are here at the beginning of the true battle for the Republic. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.